You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Another conversation now in a series looking at the people who come from the lands that were once under the thumb of the Soviet Union. People for whom the ghosts of a brutal 20th century history are easily stirred by the recent rhetoric and actions of Russia's leader Vladimir Putin in Crimea and Ukraine. Ilona Lalova grew up in Bulgaria. She lived there until she was 23 years old, and she remembers what it was like to live under Soviet domination until 1989, when Bulgaria, like so many other lands, set out on its own tentative road toward independence and an embrace of Europe and the West. Ilona says that in her heart, she feels that this road that has led away from Russian domination could also lead back.
I was born in the 80s, and I remember the last years of the regime. And as a kid, I studied in a Russian school. Everything was very pro-Russian. We had no Western culture or influence whatsoever. We were very limited in the information and the things we have received from any other place but Russia. And when the regime changed and the 90s came, people were very kind of excited and embraced by this possibility for things to change and go for better. But I think I lived in Bulgaria until I was 23, and through all this time, we are always having this shadow of Russia over our life in Bulgaria.
When you grew up in the 80s, were there neighbors and friends who were members of the Communist Party, part of the government?
Yeah, when the changes in the regime was about to fall, people were kind of divided into people who were supporting the regime and people who were with the Communist Party and those who were not. And even in schools, people were afraid to express openly what they think about and which side they were on because they didn't know if their neighbors or their relatives were kind of spying on them or reporting them to anyone. There was this fear in people about openly talking about their beliefs and what they want to see for their future and for their kids. So that was something definitely that was going on when I was growing up.
But there was a point at which people really began to think, you know, Russia can't touch us anymore. We're out of reach of Russia. When did that point come?
I don't think that point ever came.
Really?
I think we've always been very engaged in what's going on in Russia. There was a moment when we had kind of a very we had a government, I think, in 1997 that was democratically elected, and they did everything to, and they paved the way to Bulgaria to join the EU and NATO, and people had a ray of hope that things will change and maybe we turn to the West a little bit. But even nowadays, there are so many nationalistic parties that are trying to detach Bulgaria of where we are and turn us back to Russia. So I feel this pro-Russian sentiment has never really went away.
So being in NATO, being in the EU doesn't put Russia and Russia's influence out of reach.
It's something that cannot be extracted.
So what do you say to the argument, you know, hey, they're right next door, they're a big power, they're certainly easier to call than Barack Obama to help us out, why don't we just throw in with Russia? What happens in your gut when I say that?
I personally think this will be the worst thing that can happen. And I'm here now, but for everyone who is back home, to me, that will be something that will deprive them from a better future to live in a normal society where you don't have to pay the dues for being so closely tied to the Russian influence for so many years.
What's it feel like to have a country that is such a crossroads, you know, between Turkey and Europe and Russia and, you know, all this history has really trampled over Bulgaria for hundreds and hundreds of years?
Yeah, we're definitely in the middle of so many tumult zones, and we want to be in a region that's stable. I mean, it's definitely a threat, what's going on and what happened in Crimea, because it's setting a precedent, and if that can easily continue if there is no repercussion to what Putin has done.
What should be the repercussion?
I mean, he should not be allowed to do whatever he wants and not face any consequences, because that's a threat to the whole region and to Europe as well. Maybe the Western powers should be more enforceful in stepping down and not allowing him to, sanctioning him in some way so he cannot proceed with bullying everyone in his region.
But you see, stop it now or else there are going to be consequences.
I would like to see that. I would like him to be kind of not allowed to proceed with what he had started.
Can you see a Maidan Square protest movement in Bulgaria like we saw in Kiev?
I mean, we had a protest last year when we had parliamentarian elections, when the government, the newly formed government, appointed somebody who was clearly linked to the mafia to be the chief of the national security unit. So young people went on the streets and there were protests here as well and everywhere in the world. It became a really great movement and it went for a long time. It was something also reminiscent of the 90s when people went on the streets and they were very enthusiastic about facing a new form of government coming up in Bulgaria, in the way of Bulgaria's new politics. But unlike in Ukraine, the thing that's happening in Bulgaria kind of dwindled down, and now it's becoming more focused on specific concerns that are might be ecological or for different projects that the government is trying to push forward or reforms that people don't agree with.
If the government tomorrow said, all right, we're going to have a referendum, do you want to go with Russia or do you want to go with
Never.
The West? How would that referendum come out? Would it be a close one?
I would like to say no, but honestly, I would not be surprised if it is.
If they would vote to go with Russia?
I mean, I think we're far from there, but it's definitely something that's scary and can be a potential scare for us.
Ilona, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ilona Lalova grew up in Bulgaria, moved to New York in 2005 when she was 23 years old.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.